Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And I have to say show, I don't say radio show anymore because there is so many online podcasts or online shows, online radio show, and we also on the internet with our TV show. So if you look us up on YouTube, the Lizzie T Show is on YouTube as well. So if you are in the Toronto area or in Ontario, we've gone as far as New York and you would like to be on our show, we would love to take either, you can come to our studio or we can take our crew, our camera, and myself, and we will do an interview. And what we will be doing lately as well is a Facebook or a YouTube interview over the line, which is phenomenal. Isn't that amazing? I have to give my crew here a huge round of applause because it takes a lot. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. As you know, we've been on the air right now for 4 years. February, I believe it or not, is going to be our fourth anniversary. This has started as a dream 4 years ago, thinking that, you know, if it takes off, wonderful. If it doesn't, you know, at least we tried. And here we are. We have over 54 countries listening to us worldwide. Over, Lord, I forgot, but the name, the number, I usually have in front of me here, my calendar, everything is taken away because we're renovating. But we have over 10,000 listeners worldwide, which is sometimes we have it right here, right now, live, or because this is recorded, they will be listening to us later on. It is Monday. Yay! And some of you, I know that you say, oh, I hate Mondays. I love Mondays. Mondays is the day that I get to be here with you. My Mondays to Fridays are the best time ever because I get to be here with you, introducing you to amazing artists, amazing authors, great entrepreneur coaches. My goodness, there's so many amazing people out there, and we have a platform to be able to introduce those amazing people to you and let you know how great they are and how they can help you with what they do. Talking about help, I want to thank so much my sponsors. And for the third year, Natasha Bridge Mahan has been sponsoring us. We will have their commercial here throughout the interview, throughout the show. And Natasha has been a great supporter, and she is all about helping you with your finances and helping you to grow your retirement funds and to grow your kids' education funds. So if you are looking for help, if you mention that you have heard about Natasha here at the Lizzie T Show, hey, my job is complete. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. This is to refer great people to amazing people. I'm a client myself, so this is great. Also, NeedForNova.ca, again, they've been sponsoring us for the last 4 years since we started. They continue to sponsor us. NeedForNova is a program which educates kids about nature. We notice our kids are going too much with the cell phone and too much I don't want to use the word addicted, but into the apparatus. So we need to get them out once in a while and get in touch with nature. So thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring. And this is great. So if you are interested in sponsoring the show, everyone, send us an email at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com, and we can definitely send you a package how to sponsor the show. You would have a jingle, and we will mention you every time we do the show. And also our website, lizzyt.com, has been revamped, so it's a lot easier. We had to make it very user friendly for people that are using tablets and cell phones, and that way you can always check our shows live while we are here. There is a link on our social media right now, and you can contact us, or you can comment, or you can interact with us via our Twitter account, via our Facebook, or our Instagram. And guess what? We just signed to TikTok, and a lot of you are probably thinking, what is TikTok? Well, it's a new platform. A lot of teens are in it. We've seen some performers and some artists and some actors, and it's pretty catchy. And one of the things that I notice nowadays, if you don't have a media presence, you are not anywhere. So one of the things that I noticed, that it doesn't matter if you have a website or not, it is a website is kind of a front page for you to be able to link to all the social media. So whatever is new, we try it out. If it works, great. If it doesn't, at least people can reach us through all the ways that are out there, which is social is the way to go. And also, don't forget that right after the interview, everyone, with our amazing guests, we have our musical section. Again, this started about three years ago or two. We had a guest, which was a singer-songwriter. He asked me to play the song, and that, as you know, took off like wildfire. So we have 20 minutes, 25, give or take, with our guests, and then we have the rest of the show. Music. We have tons of beautiful music that has been sent to us via our inbox, our MP3. They're all MP3. So if you are a musician and you would like to have a little bit of extra exposure, you have launched a brand new solo and you want the world to listen to, we will support you here at the Lizzy Show 100%. To send us your MP3, one of the things that I stress is that it has to be PR rated. We do not play songs with profanity in it. But other than that, we love rap, we love jazz, we love gospel, we love all the genres. So send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. That is a brand new inbox, so we have a lot more space for all the MP3s that are coming towards us. And love to help you out. Talking about helping you out, we have next week. So basically, yes, next week is Christmas. And one of the things that I always mention is the way people are acting up on this time of year. Some people are very, very stressed. I go to some stores and I notice people that are, you know, getting very antsy in the cashiers, and they're not being polite to our beautiful cashiers that are doing their job. Some of them are working until really late, because some of the stores here in Canada, I'm pretty sure it's the same in the state, they're open until 11 midnight. And they're tired. So do me a favor and be nice. This is a time of giving. How about give a little bit of understanding and compassion to the person that is helping you out with your Christmas shopping? So that's my thought for today. It is cold here today in Toronto, Canada. It is -5. I'm not sure how to say that in that Celsius, so Fahrenheit. And not a lot of snow. My daughter, my youngest daughter, is on the west of Canada, right in the middle of Canada, a province called Alberta, and it is -10 right now. So I think we're doing okay, and lots of snow and very freezing. So I am glad that she's there and I'm here. Anyhow, I think my housekeeping is pretty much taking care of everyone. If you would like to call us in and interact with us, the number is 845-277-9288. 845-277-9288 is the number to call. We do not bite. And I'll be right back with our guests.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know.
And today we have international author, and I say international because she is from the States, and now we are talking to her right here from Toronto, Canada. So her name is Susie Vivian. She is an author and has published an amazing book. It's a very different genre, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about with her is, how did she get started? What made her write this type of genre, and what motivates her? There's so many questions. So let's welcome to the show Susie Vivian. Hello, hello, Susie, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure and an honor. So, Susie, let's get started, because we really don't want to run out of time, and time flies here at the Lizzie T Show. So, this is your second book, and how did you get started writing? Was it something that you always had it within you? It was a gift, or it just started from an inspiration one day from another? You just, you know what, I need to write this story. How did that all got started?
Well, I just have wanted to write a book for years, and I just sat down and one day and decided to start writing it, and I got the rough draft done in about a month, and spent a few years editing, but it was a lot of fun to write. It just came to me, I guess.
So this is your very first book, Susie, and for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, what genre is this?
It's fantasy.
Awesome. So what inspired you, Susie? What did you get your inspiration? And by the way, everyone, can you share with us the name of the book?
It's The Blue Orb, and I've always enjoyed books about witches and wizards and monsters and magic, and so that's what I decided I wanted to write about to make it hopefully something people would like to read as much as I like to read that kind of genre.
Awesome. So fantasy, and did you get inspiration from things that are happening to you, things that you dreamed of, different comments, or maybe I should put that on my book. What gave you the inspiration?
I guess there's a lot of experiences in life that kind of went into it as well. And other books that I have read, J.R.R. Tolkien is always, I think I've read all those books 3 times, but I just thought, I know it's hard to even compare anything to him because his work is so fabulous, but I thought, if I can write something that's exciting like that and has a magic artifact in it to add interest, that's what I want to do.
Awesome. So I was reading a little bit of the intro on your book. By the way, everyone, if you just turned in, we're speaking to Susie Vivian. She is the author of The Blue Orb. It's a fantasy book, and she sounds like she had this dream. She loves it, and she thought, you know, let me write this. I'm always into, you know, the fantasy stuff, and this is great. So if you have questions, everyone, if you know this lady, if you would like to find out when maybe her next book or coming up, you can always give us a call at 845-277-9288. So I was reading the intro, but I wanted you to give a little bit of preview. Obviously, we do not want to give the book away because we want to make sure that people that are listening, they get teased to the point that they want this book for Christmas. We still have time. So can you give us a tiny little overview of what is the story about?
It's about a wizard from ancient times in this realm that he's a very powerful wizard, and he wanted to create something as a bequest to humanity because he was so powerful. He searched magical books and finally decided to make this orb and have it be powerful to, so you can speak a spell into it and it would direct a thought and make the spell very much more powerful. And so that's how the orb got started, was from this ancient magician and wizard. And he, it kind of destroyed some places. It was pretty wild. And then down through the centuries, different people found it. Well, then to start the story, some really nasty witches found it. And so they wanted to use it to conquer the world. And so they had to be stopped. And so then that's when the character Jasmine and a wizard named Zarkon come in to try to get the orb away from them. So, yeah.
Awesome, that's awesome. Yeah, so we don't want to give the whole book away because there is lots of surprises and a lot of interesting things that are happening in this story. So check it out, everyone. So Susie, for people that are watching right now or listening to us, they're probably thinking, oh, this will be a perfect book for. So what would you say that is your target audience? Are this book more suited to teenagers, more for middle, for ladies, for men? Who would you say would you best suited to get this book for Christmas?
I think it would be appropriate for teenagers and then anybody who likes fantasy with stories about witches and wizards and that kind of thing. So I think that would be a really good audience for my book.
Beautiful. And I love the name, by the way, Susie. I love the name of the book, The Blue Orbit. So was it something that you and your publisher thought of it, or is this something that you thought on your own? I think when you finished your story, you thought, you know what, this will be a perfect name. How did that all came about?
Well, I came up with it on my own.
Cool.
As I was writing, what's that?
That's so awesome. That's cool.
Story. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So we don't want to forget, Susie, to get my audience that are listening to us right now, or they will be plugged in and listen to this later on. Where can they get this book?
It's available through Amazon right now. So, yeah, be sure and they just need to be sure and put Susie Vivian, and that will lead them right to the Blue Orb to order.
Beautiful. So everyone, for you that are just watching right now or that you are just tuning in, we're speaking right now with international author Susie Vivian. She has come up with this great book. If you are into fantasy world and all the wizards and things like that. This is the book. It's the perfect, perfect present for the holidays to give it to your teen or to your youth. You can find it on Amazon, but we will have the links, everyone, all my social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, and also on Instagram for you to be able to go and purchase this great book and give it away for the holidays. This is a perfect gift. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, everyone. We're not done yet. We still have lots to talk with Susie. And if you would like to call us at interact with us. Maybe you have a question, maybe you want to find out a little bit more secret, or maybe you're a writer yourself and you're thinking, how do I get started? Maybe she can give us some tips. I'll be right back, everyone. I'm your host, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birch-Mohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Thank you so much again, Nature Nova and Natasha, for sponsoring the show. Without your help, without your contribution, the show could not be possible. So thank you. And if you would like to sponsor the show, send us an email at show@lizzyt.com, and we will send you a package for you to be a sponsor for 2020. We're speaking today, everyone, with international author Susie Vivian. She is the creator, and she came up with this amazing book, The Blue Orb. You can find it in Amazon. This is a great gift for the holidays for your teen or your youth that are into reading, you know, wizards and fantasies and things like that. There is a plot. I cannot give it away, because that way you can go and get your book as well. So I asked you a question, Susie, or I was asking actually the audience, for people that are actually on the other side of the world and they're listening today, or they will be listening later on, and they're thinking, you know, you were talking earlier, Susie, you were going through editing. I mean, having the idea is one thing, right? And put it in paper and send in the email. But the editing part is kind of, it's got a little bit of pain in the butt. You know, I'm going through it myself, so I know what it's like. So for somebody who is listening and who would like to have ideas to write their own book, what would you recommend? What would you be your words of wisdom? What would you advise to somebody that would like to start writing their book?
Well, I just started writing, and it's like it kind of flows. But I had this book. It's called No Plot, No Problem, and it taught me to write like 1,500 words a day, and so that I would have a rough draft written in a month. And that's what I did. So I got the rough draft done in a month, and then I could go back and change and add and edit and all I wanted, you know. But it got me going. So it took me that kind of impetus to get me to start and be dedicated to writing my book. And so if you have a hard time starting, something like that, challenge yourself to a certain number of words or whatever every day, put something down every day until you have the idea coming to you. You can write down anything you want, and then as things kind of, okay, this I like this line of thought, so I'm going to write it about that. And so you just keep going with it, and you come up with characters. And I had to make a list of my characters and who they were and what they were for to keep me on track of the name, so I didn't get messed up with that. But it just takes time, and really, you have to be so dedicated.
Love it. Susie, you probably are not aware, but you are going to be listening to your own recording later on, because this will be given to you for you to be able to hear it, and not for you to criticize yourself. You're giving us a couple words, actually three golden nuggets here. And for you that are listening, if you haven't picked it up, I will reiterate for you. Have 100 words a day. Love it. Write about anything, 100 words, obviously, every day. That in a month, that is a book right there. Challenge yourself. And it doesn't mean that it's just for book writing. You know, you're really struggling to write that song. Challenge yourself. Love it. And keep going. Keep going at it. It's true. Sometimes we feel like giving up, and it could be a book, it could be a song, it could be you know, your coaching business, that you are a really good coach, but it's hard for you to keep going. So just keep doing it. And I love that that book that you recommended. Plot, No Problem. I haven't heard about that. Maybe I should search it up. But awesome, awesome tips. If you haven't heard anything at all, everyone, if you have just tuned in and you would like to listen to this recording, you will probably get a lot of information and some tips. And don't forget, you will be able to pick up this book right on Amazon. There is links on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. It's my fan page. We have over 18,000 likes on that page. And there's a link for this recording, so you can listen to it again. And or if you just tune in, you start from the beginning. And the link for the book on Amazon as well, for you to be able to give that to your family. Remember, Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, it delivers within a couple of days, so which is great for the holiday. Susie, I can't believe that time is just flying by here so quickly at the Liz D Show. I want to thank you so, so much for being here, sharing your story, how you got started, what inspires you about this book. And one of the things that I ask all of my authors, is there going to be a sequel for this book, or are you working on something new? The theme of the show, as you know, is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which you've done that. Anything new? Anything new for you?
I'm working on the second in this story. I'm hoping to make it a trilogy. I am working on a second book, so I'm excited about it.
Oh, cool. Well, let us know, Susie, because we'll love to have you back with this, talking about your sequel. And, you know, this will be definitely a lot more to talk about, because you have already, you know, book number one, and then sequel will be excellent, excellent. Congratulations, by the way. You're doing a great job. I want to wish you beautiful holidays, enjoy with your family, and all the best. And you're doing great. This is amazing. I'm so honored to have you here on the show. Any last word, my friend?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show and being so kind. It's been a joy talking to you.
Awesome. No, the pleasure and the honor is all mine. We feel so great to have an international author all the way from the States here in Canada. And by the way, everyone, do not miss out. Check it out. I will have my links, and there will be parts of the show that I will be putting on my YouTube, because I love her words of advice. There are so wise. And for you that are listening to us right now, you can use this in any part of your life as well. Thank you so much, Susie, and have an amazing evening.
Thank you. Same to you.
And that was Susie Vivian, everyone, international author of the book The Blue Herb. Check it out on Amazon. If you mention that you have gotten this book here via, you know, if you heard it via the Lizzie T Show, hey, that's my job. I'm complete. I'm satisfied. And that's the reason I do this show, to promote amazing people like Susie Vivian. We'll continue on, everyone, with our musical section of the show. We have Aaron Todd, beautiful, beautiful musician. We had it here last month, and the song is called Kissed by the Sun. Enjoy.
Hop on the jet and change seasons. shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. Put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? It's this country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me coming. Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Yeah.
Nobody gonna stop me. Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
They cannot stop me, no. My boys are with me, that's where they at.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
And that was Park Row. And we had him about a month ago as well. He is a producer and an artist. And the song is called I Got Ferrari. Great melody. We have right now Sorrentis. He has been a supporter for the last 5 years, 4 years rather. And when we first started this show, he was on the Lizzie T show. And now every time there is a solo, he sends it to us and he shares with us. Sorrentis, and a new song that he has is Inside the Piano, Sorrentis.
At 40, I am friendless. A life built around work. My wife loves me, but doesn't understand me. My kids think I'm sometimes odd. I've always been the box that needed to be unlocked. My dream was always to understand the key of screaming in woe. Been everywhere, a mess to behold.
Yeah.
once a lonely number, but through the many years I carried the strength of my dad. So I was never alone.
That was Alvina. She is right here from Toronto, Canada. The song is called Separate Ways. Thank you so much, Alvina, for submitting your MP3. Love your voice. Love that song. And that's it for today, everyone. We are done. Time flies when you are having fun here at the Lizzie T Show. We will be back tomorrow, everyone, with another show and a guest. Another fantastic, amazing day. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Thank you for listening, and don't have a good day. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.